What's up, everyone? I want to tell you about a car that you are going to love. Check it out. The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, I love that, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. So let's say you're ready to take the family on a camping trip or something like that. The Santa Fe is perfect for you. You've got all-wheel drive. You can load everyone up in the third row. It's time to start being adventurous, and you need the right car, and that's the Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603. For complete details. The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com.
This is Fantasy Football Today from CBS Sports.
What a play! Can you believe this?
No, I can't.
It's time to dominate your fantasy league.
Off to the races, and he stays on his feet.
This is going to go the distance.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and Heath.
Fired up for this Saturday mailbag. It's actually Friday afternoon as we record. Welcome to all of you watching on YouTube. Hit that like button, baby. I'm Adam Azer. Dan Schneier's here. Jamie Eisenberg's here. And it's always great. When was the last time we had Will Brinson on? I haven't spoken to him since the draft-a-thon. Will Brinson, host of the Pick 6 podcast, at Will Brinson on Twitter. Welcome, Will. Make this show awesome. I'm counting on you.
Well, sure.
Well, I know you have a fantasy cops issue.
It's weird to talk to you without Nando around.
I know.
At this point, I'm like just conditioned to just like talk. I get to play the straight man when Nando's around. Like, it's unbelievable.
Well, someone will draw a picture of a body part just to make you feel like Nando's. Something below the waist. Dan Schneier's in the Halloween spirit, wearing his Freddy Krueger outfit. Good stuff over there.
That's where you're going with it. All right, I get it. Look, it's a weird shirt, weird color combination. I at the back end of that, you know, when you got to do laundry, you said, "I'll give it another day." I gave it another.
You really
day.
Believe that, Adam, or he just went like, "Oh, I like the shirt."
He wears that shirt all the time. Come on, no, he just got back from a trip, so I think he's probably behind on the laundry. I think that's probably
true. Look, Dan's team 6-1. He can do what he wants.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes, that is true. All right, so we have news on Ezekiel Elliott, Chuba Hubbard, DK Metcalf, etc. Remember, it's Friday afternoon. If you're listening on Saturday, you probably know things that we don't. We'll get the fantasy cops a little bit later, emails, and Apple Podcast questions. The best way to get your question on the air is to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. But Jamie, I'm going to let you intro this one. Detective Eisenberg, what's going on?
Well, I got a text message from Will yesterday, and he prefaced it by saying, maybe this is an issue for the fantasy cops. So I thought, of course, why not just have Will on the fantasy cops? So Will requested me to retroactively remove J.K. Dobbins from his, did you say active roster or your bench?
Injured reserve.
Okay, so from your injured reserve?
Now, are you aware of who I played this past?
Oh, I'm well aware.
Okay, just make sure. Okay.
So you wanted me, all right, I'll let you explain it, but you wanted me to move J.K. Dobbins somewhere to help you get your lineup from being illegal to legal, which would have, I assume, given you a win because your opponent, who happens to be on the show, failed to set his lineup last week and left 3 Eagles in his lineup of Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, and Dallas Goedert. So he ends up winning to go to 3-4. You ended up losing to go to 4-3 in the magazine league that we are all part of. And that said person would be Dan Schneier. So Dan will lose a win in this scenario here because he neglected to set his lineup himself. He left Ramondre Stevenson on the bench. He left.
Can I?
Before we get into the nuts and bolts and the moral compass nature of whether or not, you know, Dan should do the right thing and say, of course, let Will have, you know, whatever his score would be, which we don't know what it would be. I would like to point out that I think it's a kind of a commissioner flaw here to have a lineup be made illegal by not having enough players on your bench. Now, if you have too many players on your bench, totally fine to be illegal. But like, I shouldn't be.
Yeah, we need more information here. Just okay. So, Will, okay. You had J.K. Dobbins in an IR spot, and you had one too few players on your bench, and therefore you had an illegal lineup, and you got a zero. So, yes. On what day of the week did you ask Jamie to move Dobbins into your active into your bench?
I usually Well, like, I mean, I have too many fantasy leagues. Try to pare them down. I'll obviously do waivers and all that. And then I try and set the check Thursday and then make sure, you know, come back in on Sunday. I'm not actually sure. I think what happened was I was trying to add somebody. What's that?
Check the text message. When was it sent?
Well, the message was yesterday.
Okay. Thursday.
I noticed it on like, obviously like Monday when I was checking the scores. I was like, it was Monday. Cause I was like, oh my God, everybody's already played. I can't move anybody into this spot. So like, I had to like add a person or move Dobbins from IR to the bench to make my lineup legal. Mm-hmm. So like Dobbins was on my team, was just in IR, but it was illegal because I was one bench player short.
Okay. So, right. Okay. And that's interesting.
Because the league settings are, just so people understand what Will is saying, is there has to be a minimum amount of players in your bench spot.
Yeah. Right. Five. Right. Yeah. Which is interesting. You know, not every league has that. So, it wasn't like he had too many players. He had too few, and he could have easily just had Dobbins on the bench instead of IR, but he didn't realize it.
So here's what I think happened is that I did, you know, like, so Dobbins got put on IR, and I did the thing where I attempted to add a player and move Dobbins to IR. No, you know, I moved Dobbins to IR in anticipation of adding a player off of waivers, and I think either I lost out to somebody else on the player, or like the player – you know, player had played, it wasn't, you know, didn't like, couldn't be picked up before the time period. And so when I didn't recheck I checked my lineup, did my lineup on the CBS Fantasy app, which frankly, you know, should have notified me. I mean, I should really sue for malpractice. Whatever we sue for an app.
Yeah, you sue. Yeah, people get sued for this a lot. Yeah, we'll find out. Yeah,
negligence.
Yeah, sure.
But I didn't look again until Monday, at which point no further options to add, drop, et cetera, et cetera. And then I was like, oh my God. I was like, if I text Jamie right now, he's going to be like, oh boy, here we go. And then I started looking at it later and I was like, you know what? Kind of got hosed there. You should be allowed to have nobody on your bench if you want. Maybe I don't want anybody on my bench. And so I texted Jamie.
It's interesting. Dan, what do you have to say for this? Because you won with three Eagles in your lineup.
No.
Is that okay. True?
I have a lot to say. I'm cycling and rifle. If you see me looking down during Will's speech right there.
Are you like running through the transactions page? Because
Even worse. I'm running through my app. So here's the issue. This is not something I'm using as an excuse. I'm incredibly embarrassed by this to begin with. But during the offseason for fantasy sports, doing our job, we draft.
By the way, Dan, I said that Jamie and Adam should do the right thing and allow you to remain anonymous.
Yeah, thank you. I wish they had.
Like, no, we are dragging
I
him.
Wish they had, and I want to be clear about something before I say what I'm about to say. In the five other leagues that we're in right now, I'm pretty sure I'm no worse than 4-3. I think I'm 5-2 across the board. Never missed a lineup, never missed anything. But what happened here is that, and this is no excuse, but I'm just giving the truth of what happened as I tried to rifle through to find this league. In the offseason during our job, we have like multiple mocks, sometimes two or three per week. And those all go up on your fantasy page. So at some point before the season, I wanted to clean it all up.
This is actually a really
good one. So I removed all of those mock leagues and I removed all of those leagues that we weren't playing out. For some odd reason, I removed the magazine league, which I think is one of the only leagues we don't actually put any extra scratch on the side. We do. Well, that's not a good sign. As I did not realize the magazine league qualified for that.
Well, it makes you feel any better, Dan. I once hid the 2 QB league for the entire season. Yeah. And didn't realize it.
You hide a league, you're screwed because now I'm scrambling right now because I can't even figure out a way to get the league back.
This is a great excuse, Jamie. Next time, man, I'm doing so badly in the podcast league. I must have hit archive. I hit it the entire season. I can't believe it. All right, but so I just want to speed this
up.
How
do I get the league back so I can? I have a good roster. I have like Hurts, Ramondre Stevenson.
So what are you saying? The website and the app are broken.
I am broken, Will. I am broken.
All right, so what are we doing here, Jamie? Because I think you should let Will basically have a legal roster retroactively. Because he didn't do anything wrong. He had one few bench spot. It's a silly reason. One few bench players. It's a silly reason.
He did do something wrong. He could have just left Dobbins on his bench.
Yeah, it's a silly reason to lose a week, I think. If he had too many players, then I would say no, that's on him.
Oh my God, my team is so good. I can't believe I hid this league.
That's what I would do, JB. What are you going to do?
Well, the fact that he didn't ask me until Thursday.
No, let's also make one more point clear. Let's pretend it's not me. It's just an average CBS fantasy user. This is a podcast. Pretend I'm a podcast listener, not me. And now, then I want you to make your judgment, with a little, like, take the bias out of it. Because
not you sitting here?
Yeah.
What an idiot that guy is for not checking his
Jamie, you're right about the Thursday thing. Not texting you until Thursday actually sways me the other direction. Like, that's the beginning of the next scoring period. I mean, give me a break here.
Like, yeah, because I was setting my lineup for Thursday, and I was like, oh my gosh.
No, you know what? I changed my mind. If you had done it on Monday or Tuesday or even Wednesday, fine. You took that long?
I didn't think you would do it.
All right, what we're going to do. We're going to let the audience decide.
Ooh.
To post a poll, Adam.
On YouTube?
On YouTube.
Zach, can you do that? All right, Zach's going to do it.
All right. Should Will be allowed to have his lineup retroactively changed and give him a victory over Dan Schneier?
Yeah.
I need to look at these comments and see if I know any of these names.
No, I will vote. Selfishly, I will vote no.
I'm going to vote no also.
I'm going to go on like five different
No, no, you guys can't vote.
We're in the freaking league.
First 7 weeks not even knowing I was in this league.
What is the page? It's not FFT.
YouTube.com/ fantasy football today.
By the way, it sounds like me and you are the only two goons who might need to know this, Will, but if you need any information on how to reshow a league you've mistakenly hidden, let me know. Just reach out to
me. You have to go to the site.
First of all,
you got to go to the site.
If I lose this, I'm going to thumbs down this video.
All right, I'm voting no.
Thumbs down. Feedback shared with the creator.
All right, Will, you can hang around. We'll get to the rest of the show. You can hang around until we have a little bit of conclusion on that. News and notes. James Conner was not seen at the portion of practice that was open to the media. Jamie, if James Conner's out, Eno Benjamin is what?
A top 20 running back with top 15 upside.
Jerry Jones said that Zeke's not going to play. It doesn't seem like Zeke's going to play. We don't have an official word on that, but Tony Pollard is an absolute must start. Let's go, Tony Pollard. Chuba Hubbard is out. Dan, would you start Deontay Foreman or Eno Benjamin if James Conner is out?
I would go Benjamin over Foreman in that spot.
All right. Would we start Deontay Foreman over, Devin Singletary, Michael Carter, Najee Harris? Would Foreman be ahead of all those guys?
The only one would be Singletary. I'd have a little bit pause on. I did pause on when you said it, but over Najee, over Montgomery, over Carter, over about that range.
Okay. DK Metcalf likely out. We haven't spoken really about Marquise Goodwin since Tuesday. Jamie, any interest?
Desperation number 3 receiver.
Wondell's better, right?
Much.
Okay. Tampa Bay linebacker.
Got an interesting trade offer. See what you guys think. Okay. Well, you can weigh in on this one too. Dynasty League, I am 5-2, I believe. Maybe 4-3. I'm not sure.
Is this our
different Dynasty?
Okay.
I have Garrett Wilson and the team that is in total tank rebuild mode. I offered a second round pick for Wandale Robinson. I got countered with Wandale Robinson and another manager's second round pick for a team that is on the winning side of the ledger. Maybe back end of the second round. Wandale Robinson and a second round pick for Garrett Wilson.
So you'd give up Garrett Wilson, you'd get Wandale and a second round pick and a 14.
I would give up Garrett Wilson, I would get Wandale and a late second.
14 team, right?
12 team.
Oh, 12 team, sorry. 12 team Dynasty League. Okay. What do you think?
Wandale and a late second?
Wandale and a late second for
Wilson.
Garrett Wilson. Garrett Wilson.
So the way I would, I mean.
You start five receivers in this league, by the way.
I was sort of like, I'm just sort of wondering, is there a chance that Wandale Robinson could be just better than Garrett Wilson?
So that's what I'm thinking for this year. But my guess is, and, you know, be nice to talk to two guys who know about the Giants, that the Giants, significantly upgrade their wide receiver core next year. And Wandale Robinson goes from the one to the three. And Garrett Wilson evolves into the one that he was drafted to be.
I would say, based on the way the Giants are running their offense right now, Jamie, he'll always have a pretty strong role within this offense, Wandale Robinson. They don't, even if they draft the number one, they're not really operating an offense right now that really targets the number one too much downfield. And
right, but that's right now.
That could change. That could change, right?
That's assuming Daniel Jones stays in the spot that
that's
he's in.
That's true, right. Yeah, it all depends on what they do at quarterback.
Right, like
well,
Wandale Robinson does not profile to where Garrett Wilson profiles.
Yeah, I would definitely keep Garrett Wilson.
I think you should keep Wilson only because you could get more for Wilson in a trade than this. That's
yes, that's what I was leaning toward. But, yeah, you know, it's hard when you're in the thick of it knowing that Wandale Robinson
will produce more and knowing that this is a five receiver league. And for that, even with a late second next year, you can probably get like another Wandale Robinson type who might be able to contribute early on for you in one of those five receiver spots. So.
Look at this Will Brinson commenting. Vote yes. Save our Brinson.
I subscribe to comment too, which is really annoying. Now I have to unsubscribe.
No, don't unsubscribe. Oh my gosh, it is getting close.
Come on, people, vote yes.
53% no.
Overboard Dan for not setting his lineup. I actually set my lineup. This is a stupid commissioner rule.
Well, Thursday.
Oh, no. Don't say stupid commissioner rule.
I have to decide for you. You might want to watch the info.
a stupid accidental rule by a generally benevolent and very intelligent commissioner.
Yeah, you know, why did you wait till Thursday? And because I didn't think Jamie was going to say yes, that is the worst reason. Well, it's ridiculous.
I looked on Monday. I like 10 fantasy leagues. I go through and check to see if I'm winning.
How many of them did you have a legal roster in?
Huh?
How many of them did you have a legal roster in? This should have taken precedent.
What do you mean it should have taken?
Well, you
precedent?
Said you have so many fantasy leagues. If I see that I have a zero in one of my leagues.
Good job, man. That, like, I'm not like spending my like, entire
But you
Monday.
Knew about it. All you had to do was text Jamie. But you didn't.
Right. And all, look, I'm on a text thread with Jamie and a very tan man and a very loud New York wagertainment fella.
Not me.
And if
that's
I
had Crisco and this, I didn't get the New York part.
But yeah. It's when it starts, when it gets going on Sundays and Mondays. If I send Jamie a text on Monday, he's like, this happened. Jamie's like, look what Will did.
I will say, if you sent this on Monday, it would have been, oh, okay, yeah, you obviously made a mistake.
Of course.
But there's like nothing that's changed. Like, I have the same number of bench players. Just
you gotta notice it early.
But
it's all perception. You gotta notice these things early.
And I said this to Dave when I was telling him the story.
From Dan over here.
I said this to Dave. Like, if this was just, oh hey, Will lost and he just needs to get the points.
I don't even know if I won.
Will,
I don't know how many points I got.
Will. He started three guys that didn't play.
Did you see what Lamar Jackson did? He might as well not have played last week.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see who would win. I mean, how many points?
I don't think the listeners should be rewarding someone who would have potentially lost against a team that didn't have three guys out of their lineup. Like,
I think it's worse. Like, you didn't even know that this league was going on. Like,
stupid hide button. I can't believe I hit it.
Actually, I think that's what happened. Is like, I saw this illegal. I was like, oh my God. And I was like, that's so annoying. And then when I went back, I was like, wait a minute. Now I'm like 4-3. Like, this team's actually pretty good. And I went and looked at the score. I was like, wait, Dan didn't even start three guys. I was like, that doesn't make any sense either. Why would Dan? Like,
I know this league is on Will
a chance to correct some things. Maybe we should allow Dan to correct some things as well, just to see how this would actually play.
I would be willing to do that. I don't know what my score would be. I think you give Dan the best possible score replacing the three guys he would have done.
Yeah, why don't I get to if you get to? Good point.
But here's the thing. Dan doesn't have a quarterback on his bench. I don't think he has
a tight end problem, not a Will problem.
But at least he has the right amount of bench players.
I will acquiesce in the name of fairness. and for podcast interest, to give Dan whatever the average quarterback score is from that week.
This is getting way too complicated. So
you're making this so much more work. Yeah,
listen, it's over. It's over, folks.
Here, Jamie, the nose, I'll be nice, more work.
Should Will get to have his lineup retroactively changed and be given a win over Dan? No, 53%. Yes, 47%. It is over. It is official.
No, this is ridiculous.
That's what Jamie said. And the people who are logging on now.
Jamie just said he was going to decide.
He said the people would decide, right? Yeah, the taxpayers get to decide. We're the fantasy cops.
Taxpayers?
These are the taxpayers. They pay our salary.
They don't pay this. It's a free subscription.
It's an analogy. It's the metaphor here. No, the fantasy cops.
Literally, like I'm subscribing. Give me a refund.
You just said you were unsubscribing, Will.
I'm going to unsubscribe if I lose.
You're going to dislike the video, too.
I promise to you.
All right, Jamie, what's it going to be? The people have spoken. They say no.
Got to trust the people.
Yep. It's a no.
Come on.
Congratulations, Dan. Now start setting your lineup so you can compete in this league.
I know. Now the league is unhidden, and the embarrassment falls on me for this situation. But I looked at this team, and I feel really good about it. I can make a run in the second half with this type
of team. I'm giving you both losses.
I'm for that.
I like the idea of, all right, I'll tell you what. Who is your best waiver wire quarterback from your column this week, Jamie?
This week?
Yeah. I'm sure you know it right offhand.
Apropos, it's Daniel Jones.
You mean last week, week seven.
Yeah, you don't want to give me Jones. Jones scored like 26 last
week. Week seven, it was Matt Ryan, so we're not going to give him Matt Ryan.
You can give me Matt Ryan. That's fine.
I think one of us started Matt Ryan.
Yeah, I did. All right, we got to end this here. Like, we got to move on and get to the rest of the people's questions here. I think what you should do, Jamie, what I do in this situation with the legal lineups, give Will the loss, but give him the fantasy points. And you have to do that manually in case there's a tiebreaker. You're going to have to know how many points
just
he scored.
The opposite of the bench and see if I won or lost, and then that's the outcome.
No, you lost. You waited too long. You lost. Like, there's a statute of limitations. It expired.
Listen, I'm not saying that I'm going to start like a Latte Larry's type of situation, but I promise you that this will come back and haunt both of you.
Mocha Joe.
A very, very powerful and spiteful enemy this day.
Oh man.
And you may suffer some collateral damage as well, just because it was your team. I'm sorry if that happens. Just know that this is not over.
Well, I don't like that, but I want to keep our integrity here. The people voted. All right, Will. Oh, thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Will.
I'm just stopping by to say, fire Ryan Wilson.
Later, buddy. All right, that's Will Brinson. All right, let's get going here. Amon-Ra St. Brown likely to play, and apparently the Giants are interested in acquiring Jerry Jeudy, according to Ralph Vacchiano. And with that,
how do you feel about that?
Great.
That depends what they'd have to give up than what the asking price.
Third
is
and a sixth round. How about a third and a sixth round pick?
Yeah, that they're not going to get him for a third and a sixth. I was hoping they would use Tony as the trade instead of the picks. So that ship has sailed. They already traded Tony for picks. But
second round pick, would you do it?
A second, I think I would do it for a second. I really do.
Yeah.
First,
no. All right, let's go to our Apple Podcast questions here. This is from Danny Mac. We're going to have to go fast here to make sure we get to everybody's questions. Danny Mac, 25, 8-team, non-PPR league. Grade this trade. Give Saquon Barkley, Ken Walker, and A.J. Brown. Get Mixon, Fournette, Cooper Kupp, and Brian Robinson.
I do not like this trade.
I love this trade.
You're giving up Barkley and Walker.
You're getting Mixon and Fournette, and you're upgrading from A.J. Brown to Cooper Kupp, and you're getting Brian Robinson.
I think there's a huge downgrade going from Barkley to Mixon, and even for me, from Walker to Fournette. So
I think I guess
Kupp can sway it.
I would probably take the trade. The only concern I would be is if the Bucs continue on the route that they're going.
Right.
How much more they start playing Rashad White over Leonard Fournette?
That's a major issue.
And we saw that a little bit actually last night when they were down by 11 with about 6 minutes left. It was Rashad White in the game. Then Fournette came in near the goal line. You know what? I actually have apologized. It's non-PPR. So the Kupp over Brown advantage is not nearly as big. It's not as big. It's big. So
it's
I guess
still huge.
Maybe I
No, I still think it's a good trade. I think you're right. Just there's too much of an advantage there. But non-PPR, you're getting two running back upgrades on the other side.
Yeah. All right, from Zappy Hour. I just lost Mike Williams, and I'm pretty thin at wide receiver. Should I trade Austin Eckler for Damian Pierce and Amon-Ra St. Brown? Half PPR, by the way.
Eckler for Pierce and St. Brown?
Mm-hmm.
I like those.
Yeah, let's do it. All right, from PJ. Start two in full PPR. He also says, dear Kyle, JT, Reese, and Bryce.
Phillies,
yeah,
right?
There you go. You're on fire.
I'm only laughing because the email that somebody sent in earlier this week goes like, Dan is the best only because every time you do one of these where you throw the names out, D or whatever, he has no idea. He just ponders around for a while, takes a deep sigh, and is like, I don't know. So yeah. True.
All right, start two in PPR. Kareem Hunt, Michael Carter, Deontay Foreman. Sid Hunt, right?
I would go... Foreman for sure for me with Hubbard out. And then it just comes down between Michael Carter and Hunt. And I think I would lean Carter.
Carter.
All right. From someone who says, dear Matt, Jared, Dan, and Dante.
Matt, Jared, Dan. Yes, this is another one I'm going to have to take a deep sigh on.
Is there a Jared Dolphins quarterback? Because the other one.
Is there a Jared Dolphins quarterback?
Matt, I'm asking. I don't know.
Well, yeah, I think you're getting...
Because there's Dan Marino, Matt Moore, right. Dante Culpepper.
That was pretty good by you to get...
Oh, I was thinking Deontay Foreman.
Dante. Well, I don't know.
What other Dantes are there?
Grade the trade. 10-team super flex. I traded Geno Smith for Raheem Mostert and James Robinson. I have Hurts, Cousins, and Garoppolo. So he traded Geno for Mostert and James Robinson. Two super flex, 10 teams.
I don't love it. I think if you're going to trade like these superflex leagues, these quarterbacks are a valuable commodity, and Geno is playing good football. If you're going to trade Geno, I would want to get more than Mostert or Robinson, or I would try to trade Cousins if you don't think you can get enough for Geno. This is, to me, it's just not enough of a return.
I guess it just depends on what your quarterback situation is like. If you can afford to trade Geno,
he can. Yeah, he has. Hurts, Cousins, and Garoppolo.
Is that all you can get for Geno right now?
I mean, is Mostert so bad? And Mostert's a...
No, it's just the injury. It's the history of injuries. Like, how long do you trust him? And then it's Robinson in a timeshare with the Jets.
He definitely needs running backs, by the way.
Yeah. I guess if you're desperate at running backs, you're getting two guys who are playing right now. So, and Mostert's starting.
All right. From Druish guy. You don't know the planet Druidia, do you, Dan?
Is that one of your shows? What show is
that? It's a movie. How about you?
I don't know Druidia.
You know Druidia, right, Jamie?
Course.
Is it Spaceballs?
It is Spaceballs. did you Google that?
No. Do you think I had any time to Google? That was really quick. So, no, I didn't Google. It's just a great educated guess based on some of our past conversations.
Very good. All right. Before Rashad Penny got hurt, I traded Penny, Kelsey, and Sutton for Jefferson and Goddard. We were grading a trade from like 4 weeks ago. Penny, Kelsey, and Sutton for Jefferson and Goddard.
I would go the Jefferson Goddard side for sure. Obviously, well, now Penny's out, so that's pretty easy.
Yeah. Also, he criticized my editing. Whoever edits the pod skips all over the place at least two episodes a week. I don't know what that means. I don't do any skips or anything. I didn't even find out who leads the league in end zone targets. I think you mean he said red zone. I think you mean end zone targets. I told you it was. It was number one. Was who the hell was it? And then after that it was like Allen Robinson, DK Metcalf. That was a part of the segment. All right, from Spike to me. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. It's also Spaceballs. I'm 3-4. I need a win. PPR league, fill a flex. Rondale Moore or Chuba Hubbard or Brian Robinson?
Well, no, Chuba.
Yeah. It's a tough one between those two.
I go Brian Robinson.
Yeah, I think just better chance at volume.
All right, this is from Detective Frank Drebin. You know who he is, Dan?
No.
Dun, 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 dun.
Wait, keep
doing
that.
No, that's the wrong music.
Give me a little more. Oh, it was the wrong music.
Dun, 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 that's dun, the odd couple. That's the odd couple. Dun, 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 dun. What's the music for that? Well, it's I Love L.A. Oh, that's no. It's...
Yeah,
it's the Naked Gun.
Never even heard.
What? You've never heard of the Naked Gun? No, I have not.
Never heard of it?
I think I've like heard of it in passing, but I couldn't tell you what like a poster of it looks like. I couldn't tell you any of the characters on the show.
There's a Hall of Fame football
player. It's a movie. It's a movie.
Oh, it's a movie. So I've definitely never heard of the Naked Gun.
O.J. Simpson starred in it, co-starred in it. It's a Leslie Nielsen movie. Wow. It's one of the funniest movies ever.
I will be getting roasted for this take, but we'll move on.
It has one of the best umpire scenes in any movie history.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Gotta check it out.
All right, so this the writer, Frank Drebin, loves our show. He says, when Adam gets fired up about 0.001% of the time, he slips up with an unintentional but passionate expletive. I equate this to an overexcited Cocker Spaniel puppy runs up to you, tail wagging, but is so pumped up it pees all over the place.
Sounds about right.
10-team PPR league. Give Pierce and Dylan, get Waddle.
Yeah, do that. That's amazing. Talking about Pierce like Alec Pierce. Oh, Damian Pierce. Is it Damian or Alec?
It's Damian. Damian Pierce and AJ Dillon for Jalen Waddle. He still has McCaffrey, Aaron Jones, and Rashad White. And Patterson.
I think I'd keep Pierce.
The only thing about Pierce. It is that it's hard to give up running back capital, especially guys getting as much work and productive as he is.
Right.
And Waddle's been so dinged up lately. At some point, could that come back to haunt him? Plus, Pierce already passes by. Waddle still has his bye. It's a fair deal on the players, but it's when you factor in the positions that they play. I'd probably keep Pierce.
I keep Pierce.
The bye thing is kind of sneaky. You know, I think experienced fantasy managers probably pay attention, but if you're just in a casual league, people might not pay attention to, oh, he's had his bye or he hasn't had his bye.
Right.
And you can sneak in some value that way. This is from Grash13. This is one of my favorite things when people do this legitimately. They really think it's his name. Great show by Adam, Jamie, Dave, and Keith, and the rest of the crew. I need a flex in half PPR. David Montgomery, Khalil Herbert, Curtis Samuel, George Pickens.
Well, Zeke is probably going to be out, even though there's a glimmer of hope today, right?
I didn't read Zeke because he's going to be out.
Yeah, okay.
Montgomery, Khalil Herbert, Curtis Samuel, George Pickens, half PPR.
I don't really feel great about any of these. Montgomery, I guess, just because of the volume.
From Noah, should I feel comfortable starting Chris Godwin and Leonard Fournette every week, or should I look to trade one of them? Non-PPR.
Well, we talked a little bit earlier about Rashad White's role growing there in Tampa. From a just pure efficiency standpoint, the Bucs are arguably the least efficient rushing the football over the last few weeks, and I think that will trend up. Will continue that way, I should say. The offensive line isn't getting any better. So I think you can feel comfortable starting Godwin. I'm not so sure Fournette will be in that. I don't know what you can trade them for, though, right now.
I think if you need a receiver, like you can look to package some, like maybe get Miles Sanders and something for Fournette.
Yep.
You know, if you get a really good receiver, maybe Deontay Foreman and that receiver for Fournette. It's got to be a good receiver, though. You know, you could try and buy low on Zeke with the hope that this injury isn't bad. Turn Fournette into Zeke.
I play so little non-PPR that I almost don't even have a measure of what's a good week in non-PPR for a wide receiver. So there
are... a good week?
Yeah.
I think you probably look at 60 yards and a touchdown as a good week.
Oh no, 12 points would be a great week. That there are only 7 wide receivers averaging 12 points per game in PPR.
So I have
I'm just thinking about Godwin. If Godwin gives you 7 non-PPR fantasy points per week, is that good? Well, and that's not even
I'll give you a build that I have in non-PPR. It's a league that I've done forever and they don't want to change. You start 2 running backs and a flex and only 2 receivers. My starting receivers are Christian Kirk, and it's been a rotating. I started with Kirk and Allen Robinson. Right now, it's Kirk and Wandale Robinson. But my running backs are Eckler, Walker, was Breece Hall, now Tony Pollard. It's all running back driven. It's so running back driven. So
yeah,
I'm getting like 6 to 8 points a week from my receivers, and still dominating.
Yeah. But I'm like, I don't know. Chris Godwin is so different right now, and not in
6 points a week.
Yeah, and he'll score some touchdowns eventually. But if you just get 7 fantasy points in non-PPR, that's not very good. There are 42 wide receivers averaging 7 fantasy points per game in non-PPR, but there are only 18 who are averaging 10. So if you get a 10-point week in PPR, in non-PPR, non-PPR from a wide receiver, that's very good. All right, back to the Apple Podcast questions here. Team name Tuesday, Dulcich and Gabbana. That's very nice. Very good. From Fool's Karma.
Jamie, did you ever weigh in on Adam? Adam was really excited the other week when he like told me one of his team names for that I didn't find that great or interesting, but maybe it reached you and you were like, you know, it was interesting by Adam and it was creative. He has Oil of Olave as his pun on Olave. Is that good?
No.
It's right? Great. He it's doesn't. Dan doesn't even know what Oil of Olay is. He doesn't know.
No one. That's the problem. That's the problem.
Some
right
people
there.
Know. Jamie knows.
No
Jamie
cares
knows.
Or knows.
Jamie uses it.
No, he doesn't.
I do.
I don't know. It's a skin product. I think. I don't even know what it does.
You don't even know. And nobody uses Oil of Olay.
Oil of Olay. There you go.
Olay? Nobody cares.
From Fool's Karma, I traded Davante Adams.
Fool you.
Traded Davante Adams for
what's four. That one from? Oh, Billy Madison.
Baseball. Stop. You're so bad at this.
Why do I even try?
I traded Davante Adams for Leonard Fournette and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. What do you think? PPR.
I don't love it.
I hate it.
Yeah. It's tough. It's tough. It's not easy to like that one.
All right. From So Many Attempts, the subject of the title of the review was Best Podcast Out There, Hands Down, Plus Adam Has Better Hair Than Dan.
No way.
The comment then reads, this show has the best hosts in podcast history. Insightful information from experts in the industry. Best segment is Fantasy Cops. Love how early it's released. Also, we need more of Adam singing. His Game of the Week song is my new favorite song. Wish
oh,
I
you got
Dave
good today.
That was fun. Anyway, after all of that, here's the trade. Grade the trade, 10-team PPR. Give up Aaron Jones and Christian Kirk. He never starts him on his team. Get Davante Adams.
He never starts Kirk is what he's saying here, mm-hmm. Or I assume. Yeah.
The two things that I go back to, one, Raiders already passed their bye week, so you don't have to worry about Adams missing time. Packers still have their bye week. Jaguars are about to have their bye week. The only thing that I would say, give me a little pause for making this trade, is will Adams face any suspension for what happened in Kansas City with the photographer?
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like that would have happened
right
now.
It doesn't seem like it, but it's still looming.
Would you do it? Would you trade basically Aaron Jones and Kirk?
If you have the running back depth, then yes, because you're getting a huge upgrade at receiver. You know, not that Kirk has been bad by any stretch, but, you know, Davante Adams makes you a lot better.
He has McCaffrey and Walker and some bench pieces.
He only has two running backs then effective?
No, he has Brian Robinson, Gus Edwards, Rashad White.
It's close for me because I think Aaron Jones is going to play an even bigger role moving forward as we saw in the past game. But the upgrade is huge. I think I would lean toward yes here with Adams.
James Conner's out.
Oh, all right. Eno time.
And Daryl Williams is a game time decision. All right, let's do that real quick here. Actually, let's finish up these questions. Then we'll talk Eno for a minute. Grade the trade. No, who's better rest of season in PPR? Sutton, Pittman, Mike Williams.
Rest of season?
Yeah. Assuming we're going to lose 4 weeks of Mike.
Sutton, Pittman, Mike Williams. As Heath would say.
I'm going to say I'll hope that Ellinger is good for Pittman. I'll take Pittman, Sutton, Williams.
And then the running backs. Who's the best rest of season? Ken Walker, Aaron Jones, Joe Mixon. PPR.
Walker for me.
Walker, Mixon, Jones.
Yeah, same order.
All right, last one here.
No pushback on the Walker ranking there, Adam?
I'm like a little nervous about it in full PPR, but
I can see it.
I can't really blame you. He's so good.
Too much upside.
From KB Surf Rock. I have Breece Hall in a keeper league. Keep two players. Do I hold on to him to keep him in the third round or drop him? I also have Ken Walker in the 11th and Josh Allen in the 6th.
And you can only keep two, right?
Yeah.
I would drop him then because we don't even know. He had this ACL injury, late October. Maybe he's back for early October if things go well. I mean, it could be earlier. I shouldn't say that. There's been some crazy, advances.
Oh, he could definitely be back in week one.
He could be back week one.
But he might not be the same. I think I'm learning my lesson about that. I'd drop him too. Jamie, would you drop him?
I mean, I'm not keeping him over those other two guys at that value. So no, but two questions would be, does somebody else get to pick him up and then still keep him in the third round? Or does they get to keep him maybe as a last round pick if he's dropped?
Right. I wouldn't want to give that advantage.
Right.
Right.
True.
So
good point.
You need to know that rule.
What was your other question?
Depending on how that goes.
You said you had two questions. Did you want to just like ask him to go to dinner or something?
Well, the other one would be, is that why is no IR spot?
Oh, yeah. Talk to your commish.
True, yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about Eno Benjamin here. James Conner is out. So, Jamie, you're going to move Eno Benjamin up in your rankings to where?
No, we have it ranked as if there is no James Conner.
All right, so Eno Benjamin is 20th for you. The guys directly ahead of him, Miles Sanders, Aaron Jones, Raheem Mostert, DeAndre Swift. Just going to leave him there?
It's hard to expect him to be significantly better than those guys. I feel like there's a very similar range of outcomes for all of them. You know, I don't want to also overvalue what Eno Benjamin did last week. This is a tougher opponent against the Vikings, given what they look like coming off their bye week. So I think Benjamin is fine, you know, so expect him to probably be in the neighborhood of 20 total touches. Hopefully he's in the 4 to 5 catch range again, and that this offense plays as, you know, efficiently as it did last week.
Also relevant, Rodney Hudson and Max Garcia, two offensive linemen, not going to play for the Cardinals. So makes things a little harder on Eno Benjamin.
Hudson did not play last week.
Yeah. All right. Now we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get your Fantasy Cops questions, your emails, your YouTube comments. We'll be right back on Fantasy Football Today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Dan, do you anticipate getting any trick-or-treaters this year where you live?
Yeah, there's going to be a few. There were a few last year. I ended up buying a ton of candy, and I would say it's... So here's a take that I have, Adam. I was talking about this with a friend yesterday who bought a ton of candy for Halloween. What happened in our society that no one trick-or-treats anymore? When I was a kid, our parents used to like drive us around places. They just drop us off and let us go.
They trick-or-treat. They're out there. They're out there.
Are they? And just not in our area.
Jamie, you have three trick-or-treating age kids. Do they everyone trick-or-treats, right? All their friends and all that?
Well, COVID probably changed some things.
Right.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe the first year, yeah.
Do you feel comfortable, Jamie, letting them go out? Like, I don't know what ages they're at right now.
So my kids are 10, 8, and 4. The problem is that we can't let the 4-year-old go by himself.
Right, right.
So the 10-year-old, yes, we would let him go. We haven't done that yet because, again, you know, basically missed 2 years of trick-or-treating because of COVID. The 8-year-old, probably yes, in our neighborhood. Not outside our neighborhood, though.
Okay.
I am so excited this year because there's a neighborhood right by me where... It's like trick-or-treating. I want to live there so badly, but there are no houses. There's like a lot of young families. It's the most Americana neighborhood I've ever seen. Like just basketball hoops and kids playing in the street, and everybody loves each other and everybody's friends, and they come over everywhere. And I live like a mile away from there, and I'm not part of the community. But I think we're gonna go trick-or-treating there, and it's gonna be really cool. My kids
are in a neighborhood you don't live in.
Yeah, I have friends there, so hopefully...
Oh, yeah, friends there, okay.
Yeah, well, they haven't invited me. I tried to get them to invite me last weekend. I was like, hey, what are you guys doing for Halloween? And they didn't. They didn't say anything, so I'm going to work on it.
You're going trick-or-treating there uninvited.
I'm going to go. We're going to go there regardless, because a lot of people just go there. It's called Phillips Manor. A lot of people just go to Phillips
You're
Manor
to trick-or-treat.
You're
going to a neighborhood that you don't live in, where you have
It's not a gated community.
There,
it's not like in Florida where...
you're going uninvited.
We're not going to, we're just going to go to...
No, just answer the question.
Yes, because
you're going to a neighborhood
that
you don't live in.
Jamie, I can't trick or treat in my neighborhood. It's a bunch of townhouses. That's not trick or treating. We want to give our kids.
I lived in a neighborhood that was a bunch of townhouses. We went trick or treating all the time.
Yeah, we want to give our kids real trick or treating. You walk up to the front door and there's a little effort involved and there's a bunch of kids around and it's cool. We want that. Hopefully we can link up with our friends, but we haven't gotten the invite.
What if you show up and your friends are like, oh, hey?
Yeah. There's so many. It's such a big
What are you guys doing here?
We're gonna go. A lot of people go there, but. Anyway, I'm excited for it.
Uninvited trick-or-treating.
It's not uninvited.
It's not the first time I've heard Adam go places he wasn't invited to.
My neighbor... where did I go? What the hell are you talking about?
I was thinking about the time you were in New York a couple weeks ago, like a month ago, and you wanted to... This is not uninvited. This was a different scenario, but you wanted to go to the burger place. Everyone else wanted the fancy seafood, and you're like, come on, let's do the burger place. And you ended up being right in that one.
Oh yeah, they all were like, "No, we're good, we're good." Oh, and then I had the rabbit paella. Everybody should listen to me.
Who orders that?
I know that's the thing.
There's like nothing there. Nothing.
Nothing there. There was definitely something on that menu that was non-rabbit related. Like, there's no way you can sell.
They had sandwiches.
You ate Bugs Bunny
for no reason. Now he's claiming there was nothing else on the menu.
All right, from the people here. This is from Ethan. I'm running a league in its first year. I had a manager who was not active and not setting lineups, not making moves. I didn't realize this was happening until another manager who plays him next week brought it up in the chat. A few minutes after he brought it up, the inactive manager immediately went in and made some roster moves to pick up players to fill his roster. The manager who brought it up and who plays him next week is upset because now this team has an active lineup for their matchup, but, quote, gave other teams free wins, end quote.
That sounds familiar.
In previous weeks. How should I handle this as the league commissioner? I know I should have been monitoring manager activity, but I just assumed his team was not very good based on the scores.
I think he kind of nailed it. I mean, part of being a good commissioner, Jamie, is... notifying the league members if they're... No, I actually take this back. This is a bad take. I don't want to follow through on it. It's such a bad take. It's on the manager. I don't want to put it on the commissioner. It is on the manager. I don't understand why this person was inactive then decided to be active, just needed a little kick in the butt. Like, were you interested in playing this fantasy football league or not from the start?
Yeah, but what do you do? This happens. You know, this happens.
Yeah, this does happen. What do you do?
You deal
There's
with
nothing
it.
You can do about you it. Deal you with just it. Deal with it. Right. Like,
yeah. If the season has been playing out and you have not set the other person's lineup, you cannot change it in the middle of the season.
But he was, But now, now this person is playing active, though.
Yeah, they're setting their own lineup.
So Dan, for example, if he realizes that we're playing this league out,
I will be now,
and goes in and starts changing his lineup. That's his right.
Yeah. Too bad I hid that. It's so embarrassing. I feel terrible about it.
It's such a lie, too. You just weren't having a good year, and you were embarrassed because all you ever say is, "Azer, I'm doing better than you
in
every league."
Despite not making any moves or setting any lineups, Adam, obviously not having a bad year.
I don't believe that.
Ramondre Stevenson's been on my bench the last 5 weeks.
I think you traveled last weekend, and you didn't set your lineup, and now you're saying that you hid the league.
No.
And it wasn't.
No shot. I can prove easily that you see Ramondre Stevenson on the bench.
All right, this is from Terry Blevins. From Lebanon, Missouri. I need a ruling from the fantasy cops in a deep PPR league. By the way, Terry Blevins from Lebanon, Missouri. Everything about that sounds fake to me. I don't know why. Team A picks up Julio Jones on Thursday in an attempt to trade Jones to Team B, who's desperate for wide receiver help this week. They're unable to agree to a trade, so Team A drops Julio Jones 5 minutes before Thursday night football in order for Team B to pick him up and start him. This has all been admitted to on the league message board. In my opinion, this is obvious roster drop collusion. What is the appropriate punishment? Just a warning, both teams get zeros this week. Trade ban rest of season or worse.
Oh, trade ban. I've never even
heard admitted to collusion.
Yeah, basically. It's also noted that obviously, in this league, there's no waivers. You drop someone, he's immediately eligible to be added.
So I have a strict rule against collusion. That's the only thing, in my mind as a fantasy commissioner, the only thing that warrants a veto is if there's collusion involved. When
you
there's
have
collusion,
15 minutes worth of examples to tell?
Yeah. I won't go down that path again. Sorry for ever doing it. But to me, collusion is like the no hold. You can't come back from that. I would look to remove these managers from the league, and unless they had a good explanation for it, which doesn't sound like it, and then find new managers for next season. That's my take. I don't like collusion. You can't collude. That's the one thing you
can't. I don't know if I'd do that
right away. I probably would say you're both getting zeros for this week as your punishment. If this ever happens again, you're out of the league.
Okay, there you go. All right. Emails. We go super fast.
I got one more, then I'm done.
All right. We gotta go fast here. Emails. This is actually a good one here. From Andres. I'm confused why Swift is so low in the rankings with such a great matchup. Is it such a great matchup? I see he's ranked behind Travis Etienne, who has a bad matchup. No, he actually has a good matchup. Broncos are so terrible against run. Am I really benching Swift for Pollard and Etienne in a PPR league? Jamie, Swift is not as high as he usually is. So talk about how you ranked Swift.
I don't think it's a slam dunk matchup. I don't fear the Dolphins defense when it comes to most running backs. It's a pretty good week for running backs at the top end of the group. And so Pollard is an easy one for me without Zeke there taking on the Bears. That's a no-brainer. If you want to start Swift over Etienne, guess what? It's your team. So just because we have it ranked a certain way, as Heath would tell you, who does projections, and I would feel the same way if I was projecting them, it's probably a half a point. So if you feel more comfortable with Swift, if you were to tell me right now Swift has been playing no issues, he would be a starter over Travis Etienne. Etienne's coming off three straight weeks, averaging 8 yards per carry. He's got the job completed to himself. I still think we're going to see a timeshare in Detroit. And the matchup, I think, is slightly in the favor of Etienne versus the matchup for DeAndre Swift. So they're very close in my rankings to begin with. Trust your gut. Go with DeAndre Swift. It's fine.
Okay.
Boy. All right, see you, boys. Gotta go, bye.
All right. Yep. When you go, I open up a league page and I see I'm getting my butt kicked already. I face Lamar Jackson and Chris Godwin. Could have been worse, right?
Right. Yeah, for sure.
And I had Tom Brady.
Oof.
50-50%. 50-50 is I'm projected like it's the total toss-up. Playing Heath. Brady. Stupid Brady.
Yeah, he's killing me.
Oh, look at this. Look at this league. I have to start in a PPR league. Kareem Hunt, Josh Reynolds, and Brian Robinson. God. Where are my good players? Oh,
I'd almost prefer my magazine league where I didn't even check line.
Michael Thomas
that.
Is killing me. And he's out again, by the way. He and Landry are both out. He's killing me. All right, back to the emails here. Swift or DJ Moore from Joseph, PPR?
Swift for me.
Pick 3 from Jeff. Christian Kirk, George Pickens, Michael Pittman, Gabe Davis, Wandale Robinson.
Pittman, Kirk, Davis for me. Davis healthy coming off the bye. Kirk still in that high volume role. And then Pittman potentially another high volume role there.
I'm sorry about that awful sound. I hit the microphone with my headphones.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. Yeah, just it was probably unpleasant to listen to. From Kane.
We'll put him in the concussion protocol.
Pick 2. Latavius, Kareem Hunt, Josh Reynolds, Paris Campbell, Jamichael Hasty. Pick 2 in PPR. I'm going to eliminate Campbell and Hasty if you're okay with that.
I am. And name
Latavius, Kareem Hunt, and Josh Reynolds.
Oof. I'll go Kareem Hunt, and we need one more. I think Amon Ra is a full go, so that really deflates my enthusiasm for Reynolds. It's Hunt and Latavius.
And Paris Campbell, look, maybe I shouldn't poo-poo it that quickly. He's got 2 really good PPR games in a row. It's just, like I've said many times, it was very much aligned with Matt Ryan's style. So I kind of want to see what happens there. From in full PPR, pick 2, DJ Moore, Michael Pittman, Cortland Sutton, and Deontay Foreman.
I'm going to go Foreman. Full PPR gives me some pause.
Sutton.
Yeah, I know. I want to do Sutton. So are you going with Sutton and Pittman? Is that where you're going?
No, I'll go Sutton and Foreman.
Sutton and Foreman.
Okay. I'm going to try to be hands-off on...
On Pittman?
Not a total sit, but I just want to see what happens with Ellinger's first career start. I don't know.
Right. Yeah, I think I would lean Pittman Sutton, but I could see the case for going Foreman with just more volume.
Ugh, more on Michael Thomas.
Wow.
No time
more on Michael
no,
Thomas.
No. More on Michael Thomas.
Okay.
No timetable, according to Dennis Allen. He will play this season. He's working hard to rehab.
He'll play.
Just put him on IR. Like, give me a break.
Yeah.
So he chewing up so many. And he wouldn't. He declined to say if it was turf toe. Probably might be turf toe.
Yeah, compensation injuries.
From Jared, should Pollard managers sell high now, sell high after this week, ride the young buck to a championship?
It's a great question, because if, you know, Zeke appears is fighting to be back on the field as soon as this week, I think they'll give him the week off. But the whole question will be, can he get re-injured, and will that second injury be longer term than this one? This one appears to be short term. For Pollard to be worth what you need him to be, he needs Zeke out. And so you're kind of just guesstimating on if that injury will get worse. I think if Pollard goes off this week, I would look to try to sell high. I'm just not so sure you can. You will need there to be still uncertainty on the Zeke injury situation, or maybe like a bad report for you to really capitalize, I think.
Yeah, I'm not really looking to sell him, Tony Pollard. Okay. Here are his fantasy points in seven games. 4.2 against the Bucks, 19.8, 10.5, 1.8, 14.6, 7.2, 12.9. So just as it is now, he's a number three running back. He's an okay bye week replacement. But could he keep getting more work? Could he, you know, become, have an even more even split with Zeke? Just, you know, no injury. And then, I mean, how many, this is like the third year in a row that Zeke's had a knee injury. And I'm not just going to assume that he's going to come back and not get hurt again and all that. I'm just not selling him. There's just too much upside. There's too much potential. By every metric, this guy seems to be one of the best running backs in football for several years now. So yeah. Can he do it? Can he do that over a bigger sample size? I don't know, but damn, I really want to find out. All right, from Joe in Columbus. I'm the Jamar Chase manager and Bengals season ticket holder. Grade the trade. I am 3-4. I traded Damian Pierce for Amon-Ra St. Brown in a half PPR league. He still has Ken Walker and Travis Etienne, Gus Edwards, James Conner, and Eno Benjamin. And he has CeeDee Lamb and Chris Godwin, Josh Palmer, Wandell Robinson. So needs the wide receiver help without Chase. Damian Pierce for Amon-Ra St. Brown.
I love this trade for you, because you really are stronger at running back, especially given that you have locked up both the Arizona Cardinals backs there, and maybe Edwards can get healthy again. So you need wide receiver help. You can kind of rely on Wandell, but you don't want him as your wide receiver three. You'd rather have him as your bench guy. So PPR, full PPR, I love this deal.
From Nathan, pick one for a flex. Tyler Lockett, Devin Singletary, Miles Sanders, or Gabe Davis?
Yeah, I think my answer will be different than yours, Adam, just the way I really lean in these fantasy spots. I want the upside. I like Gabe Davis with a full week to rest off of the bye week, so I will be going with Davis.
I'm going to go Lockett.
Yep.
Aaron Jones or Adam Thielen, PPR, from Rob.
Jones for sure for me.
Bob from NOLA. I was able to pick up Geno Smith. I have Stafford. Who should I pair with Geno Smith? Should I keep Stafford or pick up Justin Fields?
I'm on Fields here. I really think that the changes that they made to their offensive system, and just not even their, it's the same systems, I should say, to their play calling mix, to utilize Justin Fields as a design runner, is going to change his fantasy value big time the rest of season. It gives him a massive floor that we've now started to see with a player like Daniel Jones, but it can be taken to an even higher level because he's a better runner than Daniel Jones. So I think Fields has more upside.
Speaking of Fields, Dan Schneier told me off air that Fields of Gold is his favorite Sting song. What? Fields of Gold. It liked it better than anything from The Police. I was very surprised by this. But
what are you talking
about?
Just,
you know, his strange taste in music.
Just made that up.
You don't even know the song Fields of Gold, do you?
Of course I don't know the song Fields of Gold, but I do like The Police. I knew The Police.
It's a Sting song. It's pretty bad.
Roxanne.
Yeah, perfect. Nailed it. I was watching a movie last night. Big time movie trivia. I did not know this. And I've seen the movie like 100 times. You ever see the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
No, I didn't know that was a movie. I thought it was only a TV show.
No, it was a movie. It's really funny. It's a very good movie. And Ben Affleck has a cameo in it.
Whoa. A young Ben Affleck.
Yeah. And I Googled it to make sure it was him. And I came across this article that I just want to make sure it's real. I feel like this is real.
It might be from a fake site.
Ben Affleck, Buffy. He said, according to Cineblend.com, Ben Affleck said that he was so bad that he had one line and they dubbed it because he delivered it so poorly that the director decided to dub the line. So he said, apparently I'm so bad in that movie. I had one line. I think it was take it, I think. And it was that they had to dub it, even though it was in English. It's so funny. But yeah, I was watching, I was like, is that Ben Affleck? And yes, it is.
Wow.
All right, we'll get to YouTube in a second here. Two more from the email from Sean. I'm 7-0, but I dropped Ken Walker a week before Penny got hurt. Dope. I want to get him back, so I just offered Aaron Jones and DeAndre Hopkins for him. No.
No, that's too much.
No, that is terrible. Okay.
Too much.
Dear, this is from Mike. Dear Sam, Merry, and Pippin.
Sam, Merry. Is that Lord of the Rings?
Oh, it could be. Yeah.
Is it?
You're killing it today.
That is right. Nice.
Yeah, very proud of you. Thoughts on trading Dalton Schultz and Gus Edwards for George Kittle?
Yeah, I like that trade. I think you have a good chance to upgrade there at tight end. Obviously, the Kittle situation, the injuries are always going to be a factor there. But he has shown in these last couple weeks that he can be an upgrade for you at that tight end position. And he can be one of the few rare difference makers on a weekly basis. So I like this move.
Yeah, so people are talking about Buffy. Christy Swanson and Pee Wee Herman are in it. And Luke Perry is in it. Joshua just watched it last night. Me too. It was about 1:30 in the morning. And it was I was watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And I needed something good after that football game.
Yeah.
I had a Twizzler last night. That was pretty good. I never have Twizzlers.
One Twizzler?
Yeah, it was like kid size. It was okay. It was a Halloween thing we went to.
Okay. Twizzlers are great. They're very underrated.
Very underrated, right? Yeah, really good.
Very underrated. And they're fat free. It says that on the thing. I don't know what that means. It probably means nothing. There's probably still insane amount of sugar in each one of those. But
yeah.
Every time I see fat free, I feel like, all right, I'm doing a little better.
The fat free craze was when they started pumping sugar into everything.
Right.
And now we're in the uh-oh, everything's got sugar in it.
Yeah.
Eno or Foreman, standard scoring.
Eno or Foreman, standard scoring.
Standard makes it a little more complicated.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I'm going to lean Eno, though.
I still lean Eno.
What did he have? He had 12 carries and six and four. So he's had 16 or 18 touches in two straight games. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go with Eno Benjamin over Foreman. Pick a flex from Eric, DJ Moore, Cortland Sutton, Eno Benjamin, or Deontay Foreman. PPR.
It's full PPR. You know, Adam, I'm going to go Sutton here.
I'm going to go Eno.
I know. I get it. I saw enough from that Jacks defense that leads me to be scared a little bit of what they can do in coverage.
And they just lost starting cornerback for the year.
Exactly.
Is it for the year? No, he's on IR. I don't know.
Not the year, but it's a definite IR situation. Yeah, so it's a risk, but I would go Sutton.
All right, I'll go Benjamin. Let's see. Grade the trade. Zeke, okay. Monty, and Ayuk. Zeke, Monty, and Ayuk. I think I'm probably going to like your trade here. Maybe not. A.J. Brown, Najee Harris, and Allen Robinson. Which side would you rather be on?
Slam dunk, A.J. Brown. I mean, I don't love Najee Harris, but I don't think he's that far behind even Zeke in that. And then you're upgrading big from Ayuk to A.J. Brown. Then you got Montgomery for Allen Robinson. I guess you're a small downgrade there. So I like the deal.
I'll give it
a D plus.
I'm sorry, man. I am so tired, Dan.
I know. What's going on?
I was
over
up
there?
So late last night.
A long night. Yeah, late night.
Early mornings. This was a busy week. Well, they're sick, you know, they're sick and we've been running around doctor's appointments and all this stuff.
At least do you have heat and air in that house?
We do.
Okay. That was a huge step for the Azer household.
It was
big. They were living a while without air conditioning.
And you know, I just paid my electric bill and I thought it would have been lower.
Right. You get it cheap. Right.
No, it wasn't that cheap. It was still pretty
that
expensive.
Sucks. Yeah. What the hell? Last month that should have been a huge edge from that. Oh, that stinks.
Ramondre Stevenson or Tyler Lockett this week?
Ah, Stevenson.
Okay, Twix.
Actually, you know what? PPR, I would have to say Lockett.
Twix underrated, says Mr. TD. Have to disagree because I think they're very highly rated.
Okay, that's fair. Because if you're considering them highly rated to begin with, okay, they're not underrated, but they're a good candy. You know what? I can't say it. Never mind. There's a candy I don't like, but...
Okay, yeah, good. Can't say. Good. Restraint. Are we playing Brandon Cooks this week? Are we dropping him if he has a dud this week?
Playing Brandon Cooks? Are we dropping him if he has a dud? We're definitely not dropping him, I don't think, especially because there's a chance that Cooks could be moved at the deadline and get into a really good situation with a much better quarterback. As far as playing him this week, I could make the case to bench him if you have options that make sense to start over him.
Like yeah, I basically said he's a number three guy because of Nico Collins' absence, but, you know.
Just can't trust that passing game, though.
You certainly cannot. They run the ball. That's what they do now.
You would too if you had Davis Mills at quarterback.
Eno or Thielen in my flex?
Eno, for sure. Way better chance of volume.
Stevenson or Swift?
Now it gets a little tougher. I think matchup wise, I lean Swift.
Snickers is the goat for meal slash candy bar.
Okay.
It's hard to argue that. I love Snickers, but does caramel burn your mouth?
No.
It has like a burning sensation.
It has a burning sensation. Yeah. You're eating. That, Adam, is something you should look a little further into and probably get checked out by a doctor. You're telling me that every time you eat caramel candy?
Yeah, it's a little burny.
Sensation.
It's got a little burn on it.
A little burny. Whoa.
Come on, help me out here, chat. I think
has anyone ever heard of this? Has anyone in their life ever ate a caramel candy and got a burning sensation in their mouth? Yeah. Thank you, Andrew. This is scary, dude. Like, I'm now a little nervous for you. I would say, like, you should look into this, tell your wife, see what she thinks about it. Like, I'm getting a little nervous, Adam. You get a burning sensation when you eat candy.
It's got like a, it's just caramel. It's not that I mind it, you know, I'm not a huge caramel guy, but it burns a little bit.
You
burns
mind. Now you don't, so you're getting burn feeling and you don't even mind. Listen, man, I've never heard of this. I hope someone could corroborate this. Yeah, you're allergic. Exactly. Thank you, Elliot. This is probably, you're just allergic to caramel.
Yeah, somebody also said something even worse. I think I'll put it on YouTube. I won't say it out loud, but
Man.
Yeah, I don't think it's that. All right, Jerry Jeudy, George Pickens, or Wandale Robinson?
I don't want to homer this with Robinson, but I really feel like it makes the most sense here, given we haven't seen enough Kofi out of Jeudy with Ross, right? Pickens, I don't want a part of that passing game. Wandale against the Seahawks. Adam Hazer needs to donate his body to science. I agree with that statement.
Yeah,
that
seen,
would be, there's a lot to look into. Like, you could be like, okay, one, what's going on with this reaction to Carmel? Why is his mouth
caramel? Really caramel.
Carmel.
Caramel.
Carmel.
There's another A in there, man.
And I choose not to pronounce it. It sounds way better as Carmel. You
ever
know,
seen Back to School? I think it's Back to School. Rodney Dangerfield says, yeah, they're going to donate my body to science fiction.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen that.
All right, one more here. Let's see. Get a starter sit here. Christian Kirk or Cortland Sutton?
I'm going Kirk here. There's so much more volume, guaranteed volume there.
All right. I do like Twix, by the way.
Yeah, great.
It burns me a little bit, but I do enjoy the Twix.
He enjoys the pain.
Thank you. You know what, Dan? I think that when you next time you have caramel, just pay attention. Your throat.
No, I will be.
Your throat is going to feel a little something.
So you're going to feel a little tightness in the throat. That's what I should be looking for.
Not tightness. It's going to feel like a burn.
A burn. Okay. So I should look. So I would suggest this, Adam. I will be looking into this, and maybe I'll even have a piece of candy some point today just to try to figure this out. I'll text you.
Yeah.
But I would put this up on Twitter, and I swear, if
no,
you put it up on Twitter,
I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that.
Has anyone in the history of this podcast, listening to this podcast, ever had a burning sensation when eating caramel and at the same time was not just simply allergic to caramel?
Nobody knows what caramel is. That's a car service in the tri-state area.
Caramel. Sorry. Thank caramel. You. Has anyone had a burning sensation with caramel?
There you go. Somebody asked, what's my favorite candy?
Great question.
So
tough.
And I take
think you
five.
Can classify
take,
it
take
by
five.
Chocolate and non-chocolate, because there's such a difference.
Take five is my favorite.
Ooh, so in the chocolate, take five. Take five's good, man.
It has it has caramel on it.
I might have to take five. I need something different than take five, though. Wow, that's tough. I'd have to really think about it. Milky Way Midnight is surprisingly amazing. I don't know if anyone's had a Milky Way Midnight, but I would probably go with my favorite of all time is the Hershey's Cookies and Cream Bar. That thing is just unbelievable tasting.
Did you see the Oreos with the mega fudge in it?
Yeah, that somebody sent us. Yeah.
Oh, man, I can't even get it. I love Oreos. I can't get on board with that.
Too much.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for watching and listening. Have a great weekend. An early happy Halloween, but of course we'll talk to you before then. For Dan and Jamie and Will and Zach and Adam, later.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. Are you still listening? Good. Take a deep breath. You needed a break. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. So, yes, you can literally stream a stream. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.